Amanda Compton and her friend Nicholas Orr have been hunting together for years. At the end of September, they took Compton's boat to a peninsula on Admiralty Island across from Port Snettisham. A few miles into their deer hunt, they were walking single file with Compton in the front through open muskeg. As they stopped by a grove of trees, a brown bear rushed them without warning.
I would say it was 2 seconds of seeing the bear, seeing and registering that it was charging full force for me, and also determining that I had no time to pull a shot off.
The bear was on Compton immediately. It grabbed her head in its jaws and shook her for a few seconds. She says it's hard to know exactly how long it lasted.
I was lucid through the whole thing. There just wasn't enough time to be terrorized.
Then, just as quickly, the bear released her and moved away. But it didn't leave. It watched from 10 or 15 feet away. Orr had fallen to the ground when the bear charged, but managed to get back to his feet and fire his gun. The bear ran back into the trees where they noticed a cub for the first time. They believe the sow and cub are fine. Compton's head was bleeding, a lot. Her hand was also injured. But she could walk, and her mind felt mostly clear. She just couldn't believe she was alive.
I grew up here, not in Juneau, but in Alaska, and have enough friends that have, you know, gone out and about, and myself too. Like, I just didn't anticipate that having a large brown bear on me would do anything but the most extensive damage.
They decided to hike the few miles back out instead of call for help. In retrospect, she admits that may not have been the best call. After more than an hour, they made it back to her boat. Back in Juneau at Bartlett Regional Hospital, doctors cleaned and stapled gashes in Compton's scalp. She also got a few stitches, an x-ray, and a CT scan. Her hand is in a brace, and she doesn't have full use of it yet.
I've got, my Halloween costume put together early. It's just some Frankenstein. I mean, I look like a hybrid between Chucky and Frankenstein right now.
The sow also left something behind. A shard of tooth was embedded in Compton's scalp. Even with her injuries, Compton knows she's lucky.
It is more amazing to me that it literally gnawed on my head and used its paws and teeth to the point where it got a piece of tooth stuck in my head. And I, with the exception of a few staples, don't have much to show for it.
This wasn't Compton and her friend's first encounter with a bear on Admiralty. A few years ago, they were hunting deer in early November. Usually by that time of year, most of the bears are settling down for winter. But Compton says it had been a bad salmon and bear year. On that hunt, a predatory bear approached them, coming within 10 feet before Compton fired a warning shot to scare it off. It's almost unbelievable that she's had two extremely close calls.
There are people that hunt way harder than I do, that have been in Juneau for 8 times as long as I have and have never had something remotely close to this happen.
Still, both Compton and Orr feel like there's nothing they could have done differently to avoid the situation with the mother bear. Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch agrees.
They're doing what hunters do, and they surprise a bear. It sounded like very close by, too close to use a deterrent. And so, yeah, I'm not judging anything that they did.
Koch says Admiralty is home to one of the highest concentrations of brown bears in the world. And this time of year is when they're especially active as they prepare for hibernation.
But if you think about all the hunters that are out on the landscape and how uncommon something like this is, it's reassuring.
For now, Compton isn't in a rush to head back into brown bear territory.
I feel like I've had my fair share of brown bear encounters, and I don't need any more. Am I going to take up knitting and, like, I don't know, painting rocks? Probably not.
She still has the tiny shard of the bear's tooth. She says maybe she'll put it in a locket. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter.